I'm glad we have a Statue of Liberty. I'm glad we have a cross. This morning, we are in the time of Independence Day week. It is right upon us this coming Wednesday. And when we come to a national holiday like Independence Day, we tend to look back and to see the reasons why that America have prospered. We have many things for which we can be thankful. We have many things that God has given to us. And we look back and say, thank the Lord. Also, during these days, and by the way, I think Independence Day is one of the best holidays you have. This is our country's holiday. And we have a lot of other holidays that are religious and a lot of different things, but this one is for our country, and we look at what God has done. Then we can look at the present, and we can see that the things that need to be corrected. We could take all morning, all day, all week, a month, and we could classify so many things that need to be corrected in our country. But also we can look forward and see what the future might hold. So when we come to a time of thinking or remembering, it's a present tense thing, it's a past tense, and it's a future. And by the way, every one of us in here this morning have a future. Sometimes we don't think we have much of one, but we have a future. If we are believers, if we're saved, we have a great future. We have something far greater than what this country can offer, even the greatness of our country. Today we look at the present and we're saddened by the state of affairs in the United States. There have been some decisions made over the past 50 years that are affecting us, and there are decisions that are made this past week that will affect us and our generations to come. So we're saddened when we see that, but we ought not to be surprised. We're saddened, but we ought not to be shocked. Because God has promised us that every nation that forgets God shall be cast into hell. God has promised us that when there is rebellion against His Word, there will be judgment for that. America has been like a fine-tuned automobile that is now being disassembled one piece at a time. And I believe it's an orchestrated affair that is happening down through the years. I don't believe any one person is responsible other than the devil. But we find that it's just piece at a time going away from us. If that was to happen to our automobile, we wouldn't notice it too much. We take one little piece off, it's insignificant, or we think it's insignificant. And the car still runs well, still does well, still goes down the road okay, cools us and heats us. But then as we continue on and the parts begin to be missing and all of a sudden things don't work as well as it used to work. All of a sudden it doesn't run as well. Oh, it might not even start as good. And after it starts, it might not go like it used to go because there's some parts that are missing that have been taken away. You take enough parts off of that automobile, somewhere down the line it will sputter and stop. It'll just cease to move. If we look forward, we are troubled and worried at this generation that is ahead of us. On 9/11, I had the thought, and I still have the thought. My grandson had just been born a few days before that. And the first thought I had when you gather your thoughts was that he will probably never experience the same America that we've experienced. And I believe that is proving to be true. And as time goes on and as difficulties arise, I think we should worry about the generation that is to follow. That's the future. Our grandchildren will never know the wonderful nation that we have known, the joys of it and the freedoms and just to be a happy American. So many parts have been removed. So many things have been changed, and they're not as they were. But yet we still live in a great nation. But it is slowing down. We live in a wonderful country that's free, and we are able to be here this morning because of our liberty and our Constitution. We find that our freedoms have been protected. If you look into the history books or if you look into the statistic books, you'll find that since the inception of our country, probably 1.5 million people have died protecting us. The different wars and the different projects and the different things, the conflicts. You have almost 2 million that have been wounded in war just to protect our rights and our freedoms, that we can stand here this morning and read the Word of God, and we can sit there and have no fear that somebody's going to come in and do something to us. There are people that have literally given everything for that. And but yet we have a few hundred that's making decisions that's taking away one part at a time. And somewhere it'll stop. If you look through the history books, and I'm trying to be very deliberate on this right now. If we look through the history books or we watch documentaries, you'll find that down through the history of our nation, there have been young men floating in the foam of the ocean on the shores of many countries. Whether it be Normandy or the South Pacific. If you watch those documentaries, you'll see the wives and the children and the parents as they waited, not knowing the news that would come to them as the for the welfare of their children. If you continue to look, you'll see many of the bodies left there swollen in the heat and covered with flies. They did all of that for us. They did all of that that we could sit here this morning. And I think we ought to be very, very thankful to our military. These were the youth of our nation that in their late teens and early 20s, that's the rule for every war. It's happening today. We still hear of young men, young ladies being killed in Afghanistan, different places where the conflicts are. And some of them are just in their late teens or early 20s. Just young people. Just kids who were made to grow up on the beaches of different nations, South Pacific. Those children, they become young men, even sometimes became old men in just a matter of months. Some, when they came back, they were a totally different person than they were when they left. You probably know someone maybe like that. All they left here in one state of mind, they came back in a different state of mind. War does havoc on a person's mentality. But yet they were willing to go. The other day we were somewhere, I forget now, and went in the mall there, and I thought every mall had a lot of places to eat, and that one doesn't have. It only has 3 or 4 places. It's a big mall, but just 3 or 4 places. And so we were forced to eat at one particular place. And the man that I ordered from, he continued to ask me what I had said. And he apologized. But then he told me why that he could not hear. He had been in Iraq, and a road bomb had exploded beside him, and some of the people in the vehicle had been killed. His eardrums were almost totally destroyed, along with loss of some other parts. And I thanked him for his service. And you know what he said? He said, "I'd do it again." These are those that have come back different. I just happened to meet one. These were the young men who gave their hopes and their dreams, gave them up. And women who gave up the comforts of America to tend to the wounded many, many times. They were white, they were brown, they were red, they were yellow, they were black, but they were Americans. And that's what's important. God does not look at the color of our skin. God looks upon us, our heart. May we ever get over that. It's much more than the games and the parties and the family get-togethers. And those are okay. Nothing wrong with fireworks. I enjoy them. But don't burn my house down because of it. But we find that there are things that are more important than what we put importance upon. President Reagan said that these who have died gave up two lives. The one that they had and the one that they should have had. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter 14, verse 32. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 32. As we celebrate this holiday of American freedom and liberty, may we ever put these verses into our lives. Proverbs 14:32 says, "The wicked is driven away in his wickedness, but the righteous hath hope in his death. Wisdom resteth in the heart of him that hath understanding, but that which is in the midst of fools is made known." Verse 34. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. What a pungent message that is. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Verse 35 says, "The king's favor is toward a wise servant, but his wrath is against him that causeth shame." This morning, as we enter into this week of 4th of July week, as we look at the many things that take place during this time, may we understand God's Word is so true that if a nation wants to be blessed of God, that nation must bless the Lord. Any nation that wants the favor of God must favor God. A nation that desires the blessings of the Lord, and I'm not sure our nation does desire that, especially leadership. But you know, I tried to find a verse a while ago. I can't remember where it is. But even though the leadership of our country may be foreign to the Word of God and may have no idea what it's all about, the Bible says the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. It does not matter who they are or what they believe or what they do. The heart of that king or that leader is still in the hand of God. And God can move and God can do as He so chooses and as He so pleases with anybody upon the face of God's green earth. A man that can totally reject the Word of God and can totally reject the cause of Christ can still be moved of God, because he's in the hand of God. Even though he does not recognize God and does not recognize who God is, may not know Him at all, does not mean that God cannot move him and make Him do what He so chooses to fulfill His Word. We must realize this morning that everything that we are facing and everything that is before us, God knows every detail about it. I'm glad I serve a God like that. I'm glad He doesn't wonder what's going to happen tomorrow. I'm glad He not only knows, but I'm glad He's already charted it. I'm of the persuasion that these things that are happening are foreordained of God. They're going to happen because He is going to make this world system just exactly the way He says it will be when He comes again. And so the heart of an individual is in the hand of God. Even though he rejects him and doesn't know him, God still moves him. Well, the Bible calls Nebuchadnezzar, that wicked king of Babylon, God calls him my servant. Because God used him to change things in a certain way that his will might be performed. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Sin is a reproachful thing. A nation that turns its back upon the Lord should not be shocked when God turns His back upon them. That's what He's told us. He said, I'll bless you and I'll help you, but it's conditioned upon our believing and trusting in Him. There are many promises in the Word of God that are unconditional. God's going to do it no matter what. It doesn't matter what we do, God's going to do certain things. But there are many more promises given in the Scripture that are conditioned upon our response to His Word. It's conditioned upon what we do and what we say, how we feel, how we act, what we do in our life. It's conditioned upon that. God said, I will if you will. So that's a conditional promise. Well, He's told us here that we find that righteousness will exalt a nation. Righteousness. It doesn't say everybody has to be righteous, but it does say righteousness exalteth a nation. And this morning there are some things that has made America a great nation. And it's because that righteousness was exalted. Somebody says, what's the future hold? I don't know, but I'm glad I know who holds the future. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, next year, whatever. But I do know that I serve one that does know. And whatever comes my way, He'll not put upon us more than we can bear. But some of the things that come upon us is because sin is a reproach. America has been great and continues to be great. But what has made us that way? What made us that fine-tuned automobile that ran down the road just in harmony? What made it work so well for so long? And what made it do and what made America the great nation that she is? Now, we're not as great as we were, but we're still a great nation. But you look at the past history of our country, and this country literally fed the world. Why was that? How did that happen? I believe number one is because of the principles upon which it was founded. It was founded upon justice and liberty for every person. Now, we have faltered in that area. We have had our problems in that area, but it was founded with the principles of justice and liberty for all men. Those men were never free in their own homes and their families in the land where they were from because there were many tyrants. They bought and paid for their liberty by their own blood. The freedoms that we have in our Constitution that upholds today are those things that they felt were so very, very important. And they still are important. The principles upon which our nation was founded is that we would be equal and that we would be free and we'd have liberty and we could go about our business and not worry about somebody coming in and doing things to us because they disagreed with us. And we have certain things in our Constitution that reserves that right. And I'll tell you what, you better hope they never fool with the Bill of Rights. Well, they try, but they're still there. I have the liberty this morning, I have the freedom to say what I feel as long as I'm not slandering someone. And that's only right. I have the liberty to say, I believe that's wrong, and I believe this is wrong. And I have the freedom to say, that should not be, because that is my right as an American citizen that I can say that. Because the principles our founding fathers put up in our Constitution gave us that right. And by the way, not everything that's called a right is a right. And God, through those men, built a nation that began to run down the road, everything working pretty well. Our nation was great in its founding because of the values of our forefathers. Now, make sure you hear this. Not all of our forefathers, not all of our founding fathers were Christians. But they were influenced by Christian morality. They may not have believed everything like we believe, and they may not have done everything like we would do, but at least they were men of integrity and men of their word, and their word was their bond, and the values that they had was based upon this book that I hold before me today. If you will look at every state constitution, it recognizes God. And our founding fathers, our forefathers, based and put their values based upon the Word of God. Even though they were not saved, they still had principles in their life and integrity, because certain things are just right and certain things are just wrong. They were of what we call the old school. That their hand was their bond. And if they told you something, that would be the way it was. You better not just shake hands with somebody today, because it doesn't mean anything. They had character instead of being characters. They had character. They were interested in what people thought about them. They were interested in what come about. They loved their families. They loved their nation. They were Americans. They loved their churches. The courage of our military to die and our people to sacrifice made America great. Righteousness exalted the nation. Give me liberty or give me death has been the motto of every American fighting man in all wars. Give me liberty. Of every branch of service, there's been multitudes. I gave you a total there a while ago. Multitudes of people that have given them their lives. I remember some telling about as they stormed Normandy, how that they would lay behind the bodies of a dead soldier to protect themselves and hear the bullets whiz across their head. That takes bravery. Willing. I heard somewhere this past week, I forget what country it is. I don't remember. But they are desecrating the cemeteries, digging them up because they need something else, that country. Do you realize the land in France that has the dead bodies of our soldiers is American soil? It has been designated as that in other countries. It's because the world understood that we fought for them. If we had not fought in World War II, World War I, we might not be speaking English this morning. We would not probably be speaking English. Our country has been great because of the willingness of its people, because of the diversity of American people. We're diverse from every land of the world. We're not all the same. We don't think the same. We don't act the same. We're different. We're from every different culture and ethnic background. But yet, if it's right and the way it used to be, when you came to America, you became Americans. And there's nothing wrong with holding on to your heritage, nothing wrong with those things. But when you come into a country, if I wanted to go to another country and become a citizen, I'd want to be a citizen and become one of them. And that's what has made America great. God has blessed America with some natural resources that nobody else has. When people came to America, they came because they wanted to find God. And God gave us gold. They came wanting to find the freedom of religion and freedom of worship. They didn't come to find all the things that were there, but those things became knowledgeable as we matured and growed. From shore to shore, from boundary to boundary, I believe our nation is one of the most beautiful places of all the earth. God has blessed us. America has been a benevolent country. By that we have given and given and given. If it were to happen today, one of the, whatever the country might be, that'd be our arch enemy. If something tragic happened in that country, you know who'd be the first to stand and to give? It'd be America. That's what's made us great. Somebody said, oh, we ought not to give them anything. They don't care anyway and all, but God blesses those that give. In all the natural disasters as well as the genocides that have taken place in the world, America has always been the first to respond. America gives much more than all other nations combined. And God blesses that. Am I down on America? No, no. I believe America is still great. And I believe righteousness still exalted the nation. There's a core group of people in this country that are righteous. Oh, sometimes we think we're the only ones. We think we're just the only one doing anything. Just our little section, but all across this country. This morning, at this time, there are people gathered in churches and houses of God that are worshiping the Lord like we are, and they believe God. Righteousness exalted the nation. Now, our numbers are dwindling, our numbers are going down, our numbers are faltering and failing, but God still blesses righteousness. We have a system of government in this country. It is founded as a, you don't hear this word too often, but our country was founded as a republic, not a democracy. And there is a difference. We have three branches of government that are set up with checks and balances, and boy, they hate that. You have the judicial branch, you have the executive branch, you have the, forgot the third one, the legislative branch. And every one of those are designed to put a check and a balance on the other so that not one branch of government has more power than it ought to have. And buddy, they hate it. But why is America blessed? Been blessed. I believe because America has loved Israel. That's probably bottom line. God says, I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. God told that to Abraham. I will bless them that bless you. But on the other hand, I will curse him that curseth you. And then he says to Abraham, of all the nations, all the families of the world will be blessed because of you, the Jew. Primarily that is talking about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because through Abraham's seed came the Messiah. Through Abraham came the Lord Jesus Christ. And all the families of the world have been blessed because of the love and the knowledge of a Savior. But if you will check history, if you will check out, these are things that you can find very easily. If you will check out history of all the inventions in the 1900s and on through even today, a large majority of all the important things, important inventions. You know who did it? It wasn't the Afghanistans. It wasn't the Iraqis. It wasn't even the Americans. You check it up. It's the Jew. Now the world may hate them, but they've given the world what we have. And God told Abraham, everyone that blesses you, I will bless. And America has been blessed of God, I believe, because we have blessed Israel. From the very inception of the nation in 1948, when that nation came into existence once again, America and Great Britain have been those countries that have always stood and fought and beside that little one-starred flag nation called Israel. We see it waning today. Things are going. But that does not change the Word of God. I'll bless them that bless you. If we want the curse of God on us more than it is, just turn our back upon Israel. We still have up on our money in God we trust. I don't know how long that'll last, but that has been the motto. We still say in our pledge, one nation under God. The liberal crowd hate that. The atheists hate that. But that does not change the fact that God has blessed America. Americans have always thought that the impossible things were possible. They just were possible. I believe this morning every young man, every young lady sitting in this congregation, in this auditorium, you can be anything you want to be. It's limitless. Because God has given us the freedom that we can go after it. You can go to college, you can work a career of your choice. You can start your own business, and you can even become president of the United States. I believe anybody can do that now. You got it. So understand this morning, God has been good to America because God has seen the righteousness, and that righteousness has exalted our nation. But on the other side of the coin is sin is reproach to any people. I gave you those funny things this morning only in America. There's some other things, and I'm not going to go into those, but there are some other things that happen only in America that are not so good. Our nation is being desecrated by ungodliness. Ungodliness is being accepted as the norm. Perversion is being promoted and accepted. The White House for a number of years, not just now, but for a number of years, has been desecrated by sin. You can rest assured God keeps good records. He knows it all. Our record is not hid. And may God bless America today. And if He does, and if He will, it's only because there are some people that are in this country that are righteous. The blessings of the Lord will only come because righteousness exalteth a nation. May God help us to be righteous. May we look at the documentaries that I read about a while ago and told you about, and may we remember those folks thought it was worth giving of their life. We've got people in our armed forces right now that they think it's worth it. And I honor every one of them. I'm not talking about saved people. I'm talking about Americans. I believe we ought to honor our military. And thank God for what they have done for us, what they are doing for us. And then for all the churches that are working in those areas that are trying to win the military to the Lord. What a troublesome group of people they are. The difficulties that take place when a husband or a wife comes back from seeing all that they see and seeing the killing and the mental pressures. You know what we need? We need God. And I'm glad He exalts a righteous people. So this coming Wednesday, when we celebrate with our families, our friends, whatever we do, may we take time to remember the real reason for Independence Day. The real reason for the celebration is because some gave up the life they had, and they gave up the life they should have had. Let's stand together.